Well, this really shouldn't be a Republican or Democrat issue. The bill that passed the Senate is a bipartisan bill that had over 60 co-sponsors, Republicans and Democrats. It included protections for immigrant victims, for LGBT victims, and for tribal victims. And we want to see those protections included in the bill that passes both the House and then becomes signed into law, because the Violence Against Women Act really should protect all victims. The bill that the House is considering, H.R. 4970, actually rolls back protections that are in current law, protections that were part of a bipartisan consensus in 2005. And so that's really the wrong direction. That's not the way we should be going. VAWA programs have been shown to be cost-effective and to save lives, and we want to build on that progress. We don't want to, you know, go backwards.